Upcoming dates, if you want to see me live, you go to jimnorton.com/tour. In March, I'm going to be all over the place. Seattle, Vancouver, Allentown, Pennsylvania, and of course, Tampa, Florida. I thought I could remember it, and I couldn't, so I had to look at the screen because I'm an old, blithering idiot. In March, I just said March. Nice job, stupid. April, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. May, I'm going to be in Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. Go to jimnorton.com/tour. I just said that 30 seconds ago. Boo.
Jim Norton can't save you. Jim Norton is a train wreck. Jim can't help you solve your own problems. Jim is an idiot.
Jim Norton can't save you. I'm in Austin doing a bunch of shows. Cam Patterson, I'm so happy you're able to make it, man. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
It's great to have you on. And where are you from, Cam, before we even get started with calls?
I'm from Orlando, Florida.
And you came to here how?
What do you mean how?
Meaning, like, did you come to Austin because you moved here when you were a kid, or did you come here just for Kill Tony?
Well, I came just for coming.
You did?
Yeah, yeah, sir.
And were you in L.A. first?
No, I'm from Orlando to here.
Was Kill Tony already a thing here?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first time I heard of you, I was doing Kill Tony, and I think you had been on once or twice, mm-hmm. and you talked about rocks and, like, collecting rocks and stuff like that. And I remember just thinking, like, this guy's kind of fucking crazy. Like, it's just a perfect mentality for a comic.
Thank you.
Do you still do that?
Yeah, I still got rocks. I keep them all the time, yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Why?
I like how they feel.
It's a tactile thing.
It's just like, yeah, because it's not really just rocks. It's anything that just feel. I just good, and I just do that all day.
What's a feeling you don't like? Because there's certain things I don't like. The idea of a napkin on my tongue,
yeah,
I can't stand, or cotton in the mouth. Is there a tactile feeling you hate?
I don't like smooth surfaces. Smooth surfaces ain't really the best feeling to me.
Do they feel uncomfortable? Do they give you the creeps?
No, I just like, I wouldn't, because I think it's something that feels like something like just soothing and stuff like that. That's anything smooth, it just wouldn't be soothing to me.
Okay, it almost feels like, oh, so the rocks are not smooth. For some reason, I'm thinking of, like, smooth rocks.
These, yeah, no, like, these are like coarse, like street rocks. Not like crack, but like street rocks. Oh, you know what, yeah, I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
just in it.
Yeah, yeah, they're like the dirt rock, not the good rocks.
Yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah.
But like this couch, the feeling of this, like, there's a texture to it, yeah, you like.
I like shit like with textures on it.
That's interesting. I've, do you know what that's from? Because I think you're the only person I've ever...
Oh, no, I got ADHD and shit, so it's probably like some weird side of that.
You do?
Some, yeah.
So were you, like, always in trouble? They wanted to put me on Ritalin when I was a kid.
For real?
Yeah, they were like, we want to put
they
you on...
They didn't get you?
No, my mother wouldn't let them.
They got me.
They did.
Boy, they got me like a motherfucker.
Put you on Ritalin?
Boy, they tried. They had me for, like... I started taking, like, Ritalin and shit like that when I was 17.
They put you on Ritalin when you were 17?
No, they put me on Ritalin when I was... They put me on... Early, like when I want to say fifth grade, they had my ADHD meds probably around fifth grade.
That's almost probably the same time I went, fourth or fifth grade,
yeah.
Hyperactivity. And my mother wouldn't let them do it because she said, no, you're creative. I don't want anything interfering with your, yeah, brain. And she probably regretted that a lot.
No.
I ran around blowing all my friends. She's probably like, I should have put this little fruit on a fucking drug. This little homo. I should have drugged this little fucking fruit. Yeah, but that was a mother decided not to do it. And you were on it till you were 17. Then, yeah, what did you do?
Shit, just try to raw dog life. It was rough.
Oh, you came off it.
Yeah, I hated it. I didn't know. Cause it would be days I would take it and I would just feel like a zombie.
Yeah.
And then if I didn't take it, teacher was like, we can't have him in class.
It's too crazy.
Yeah, I'd be like, listen, I ain't on this medicine today, so either you're gonna leave me alone or you're not gonna teach.
You know, your style when you're on stage is very frantic, but it's funny. Yeah. It moves really fast. No one's ever gonna be bored watching you. You go very quickly from, which is in stand-up can be a very good thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it works for you really well. And you always seem like you're having a good time on stage.
I love it so much. It's insane how much I love comedy.
How many years?
Three and a half is going to be four in April.
Yeah, it's crazy how good you are after 4 years. And it feels very natural and organic. Like, it doesn't feel like, oh, he's in for a hard fucking crash. It feels like you're doing what you should be doing.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, man. Yeah, I mean a lot to me.
It's true. And we have calls too. There's a lot, you have a lot of fans. People love you. I love what Kill Tony and this whole scene is down here. I think it's great. It's all these young, funny comics who would have taken a long time other places, and they just put them out in front of everyone to see them. And then people judge it and go, yeah, we like these guys.
100%. It's insane how fast everything just went. crazy.
It's overwhelming, right?
Yeah, it's overwhelming, but I fuck with it.
Yeah. The Garden, you did The Garden.
Yeah.
How many arenas have you done?
With, I think, probably three now. Well, I want to roll with Bert for a second, too. Oh. So maybe like six.
Yeah. Did you meet Bert here?
Yes, sir. I don't care, Tony.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's the best.
Okay, we have a phone call. What is your name? You're on with Cam and myself.
This is President Donald Trump.
Oh my God, another brilliant impressionist. We have these brilliant impressionists. I only knew it was an impressionist, sir, because Trump never would have been on hold. that's what gave it away, the fact that you're on hold. But what can we do for you, Mr. President? Thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you very much. You and Cam are real winners, tremendous guys, the best, frankly. And I'm having some problems right now with Melania. We are having some intimacy issues. We haven't slept together since I've gotten back into office. Do you have any recommendations to spice our relationship back up?
Excellent question. I'm really happy that you came here. I was worried that there'd be a lot of stupid callers, but the fact that the president himself is calling to get
this is crazy
sex advice, and he's doing it in front of the whole country, letting everyone know that he and his wife don't fuck, and he would like Jim Norton and Cam Patterson to help him out. I don't know. Have you? You've never been married, but have you ever been in a long-term relationship, or what's your relationship history?
Yeah, I've been in a couple relationships. Yeah.
And what do you do if this happens, or has this never happened?
Nah, it's never happened, man. I'm a young spry man, dog. You know what I'm saying? I fuck every woman I'm with.
You do?
All the time.
And if it starts to dry up, do you leave or do you talk to her first? I'm a young spry. A spry man. It's a great word.
I'd probably get out of that. If I ain't fucking, I leave. Leave her. Get another one. You the president, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said it. I wanted to say it, but you had to say it.
Yeah.
I really, that was my advice. Yeah, you're the president. Just... maybe she doesn't. She's sick and tired of the limelight. She probably didn't want him to run again, right? She's probably like, "We're done. We got the money. Let me raise my son." And then he runs again.
Look at her. She don't even look like no first lady. That's not no first lady look.
No, she's got like a really. She's too sexy almost to be a first lady. I've met her once years ago. It was long before he was president. It was like 15 years ago at a roast. And man, is she fucking.
No, she looked good though. But it's like it's insane to go from like. All the other first ladies and then hers. Like, what the fuck? What's going on here, man?
Yeah. Yeah. Michelle Obama was a sturdy woman. She had a good message.
100%.
Enough with the fat kids. You know, she worked on childhood
obesity. I hated
that,
dude. I ain't like that.
No?
Dude, they got in the office when I first got, like, in the middle school and shit, and they had, like, vending machines. They took all the vending machines and put, like, the healthy snacks. Kids gonna be fat regardless. You can't save these niggas with little bitty snacks. You know what I'm saying? They gonna be fat regardless.
So you're saying as a kid you didn't want a bag of carrots when you were in school?
Bullshit. They don't want Skittles.
So what'd you do? You just bring them in yourself?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Forced you to live dishonestly, see?
Well, not really. We just started selling candy.
Oh, did you sell it?
Yeah.
I'm amazed at young entrepreneurs. So you would buy what? A case of it and you would sell them for how much?
Well, we'd buy a case and then they'd just be $1, $2. And the one that was selling real good, you know, like Skittles probably were going like fast. So Skittles like $2.
How much of a profit?
You probably made... $30
on a case?
On a case.
All right, that's nice. And then you would buy another one and have spending money.
100%. And then you started selling weed.
I was going to ask you now, did that ever go into anything else?
Yeah, I got older, though.
You sold weed for how long?
Shit, about like two, three years.
Okay, were you good at it?
No, I was terrible.
You were terrible. Why?
I was one of the worst ever.
Why?
I just, I don't know, man. I was smoking a lot of it. I was smoking a lot of my weed.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, man. It was, after weed wasn't enough money. So like, I started to do other shit. Other shit just, I had too much of a heart for other shit.
I was going to say, you're such a nice guy. Like, that's a dangerous way to make a living. And guys there are willing to do horrible shit.
100%.
Were you willing to do the horrible shit?
Nah, I thought I was until the horrible shit came my way. And I was like, well, this ain't it at all.
In the neighborhood in Orlando, was it a good neighborhood, tough neighborhood?
I lived in two neighborhoods. My mama stayed in Ocoa, which is a nice neighborhood. My daddy stayed in Pine Hill, which is like hood.
It was a hood, yeah.
Yeah.
And at what age did you realize, like, all right, this is not for me?
Shit, 21.
Oh, you were young.
21, yeah.
Yeah, that's smart. Did you know guys that were going to jail?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I spent one night in jail for a bullshit radio stunt. But just the idea that the doors were closed, the toilets were filthy, I had to shit, there was no toilet paper. I'm like, do I want to live there? I don't ever want to do this again.
Yeah, no, man. That shit ain't it. That's it.
What's that?
That's you going to jail?
Oh, no, that's a that's from, that guy's a Tonight Show producer. That was a Leno sketch at Comic-Con that they released, which is very funny. Somebody made a fake article that I could get arrested.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's actually from a Tonight Show sketch in 2010 in San Diego.
That's hilarious.
Have you ever been arrested?
No.
Yeah,
thank God.
Yeah, I have just that one time, and it was scary because you're like, all right, I can't just go home.
Yeah.
And again, it was only one night in jail, but that was enough to make me never want to fucking go back.
I feel that for sure.
So you start doing stand-up in Orlando.
Yes, sir.
And did you say, I have to get out of here? There's no scene here?
No, the scene was great, man.
Oh, it is?
It's a good scene, and it's building back to a lot of people. After I left, a lot of people just came over here. But the scene was dope. It was just, I met Uncle Laser in Tampa. Because I would go to Tampa, I would go to Jacksonville, and I would go all around just for stage time. And then he just told me, he said, nobody going to see you in Florida.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go somewhere people going to see you. Hmm. And so that's when I came out to Austin to see, just to see if I could get on stage. And I think I came out here for 8 days with my dad, and I got on stage, like, I think 20 times in 8 days. I was like, This is it.
This is where the stage time is.
Yeah.
So your dad comes with you. I've seen your dad with you. I've met your father. You have a great relationship with your dad.
Yes, sir.
That's nice. I mean, I was too filled with shame. Even at 21, I started when I was 21. My parents didn't see me for 7 years. I wouldn't let them see me do stand up for 7 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's a.
But now I feel that.
So your dad came your first time on stage or no?
No, my mom did. I tried it when I was 19 at first. And I didn't really like the embrace, so I didn't do it again until I was 22.
Oh, okay. You took a little break.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I remember. Do you know Ari Spears?
I don't know him.
He was on Mad TV. Yeah, I know Ari since he was a kid. He was his mom used to take him, and he was always really funny. Like, you'd see him, and you'd go, this guy has really got talent. Like, he would do his, back then it was RoboCop and a few other impressions. Yeah. But he was so young, he couldn't get into the club, and his mom would take him. And I'm always fascinated by guys who have such healthy relationships with their parents. I love my parents, but I'm just so filled with shame that I couldn't have them see me for a long time.
I feel that, dude. But now, they was always, my mom wasn't really on board. I really wasn't doing much at first, but now she's on board 100%. My dad.
Happy for you.
Oh, she's very, yeah, she's very excited.
What did she want you to do?
Anything, just anything like stable. You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't really matter as long as it was like a regular job. She was happy.
What did she think, though, that a young ADHD fellow who was, like, there's really no other job you could have had. You would not be good in an office.
Mm-mm. It was either this or jail.
Yeah.
That was it. There was only two options. And I thank God it's this. You know what I'm saying?
This is a lot more fun.
Way more fun than jail.
And you can stop this whenever you want. When you're done with jail, a lot of times jail's not done with you.
Mm-mm. Like, hey, you still got 30 more years, bro.
No, but I'm done. I've done it. I experienced it. I'm finished.
I've rethought my idea. No, you got 30 more years. Nigga, you're stuck.
Phone call. I don't know why I'm pointing. Fucking, I've watched so many radio movies. Go ahead, caller, you're on. You're on with Cam and myself.
A question for Jim, but I'm a big fan of you both.
Thank you.
Down here, there is the spas and stuff, and I've gone, you know, looking for the happy ending, but when you get to it, they'll move your hand there, and they'll want you to jack you off rather than them.
Ah. So you feel it's kind of like if
you ever had that?
You know, I've voluntarily jacked off a lot. Like, I'm like, let me just do this. I mean, you play with my nipples. We'll wrap it up fast. So yeah, I've had that, sure. Does it happen every time you go to this place? Talk to the manager.
there's been two places there around here that are the same thing. Style.
Maybe that's how they are down there. Maybe they're afraid of getting arrested. Maybe you look like a cop. Have you ever been to a prostitute, Cam? Have you ever paid for sex?
No.
Healthy young guy. Healthy young guy.
Spry. What? Spry young man.
Yeah. Spry, that's right. A spry, able-bodied young man. Yeah, you're better off not, because you fall into that rabbit hole. It's a tough place to come out from.
Yeah, I got a homeboy that paid for a lot of pussy.
Yeah, you sit next to one.
Well, I'll get out of your hair, but Jim, please come to South Carolina.
Do you have a girlfriend now?
Yeah, I do. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Are you happy with one girl or one woman, or are you someone who like kind of gets the itch fast?
I'm happy with one girl.
How long together?
We've been, it's pretty new. It's like, it's been like 6 months now.
Okay, that's still a nice time.
Yeah.
6 months, you're getting to know each other. Where'd you meet her?
LA.
Oh, okay, at a show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best. It's the best because she already knows what you do. She's impressed. You know, it's a cool. I mean, you're a good looking guy. Like, so do you probably always did well with women because you have personality?
Nah, I was like, man, my homeboy always tell me I was just aggressive.
You were too aggressive?
I was aggressive, yeah. Very aggressive dude going up, like, yeah.
Yeah, like you, if you see somebody you like, you're comfortable walking up to her.
Nah, not even that. I don't know. I got a best friend, he gonna roll me all the time, and he always go, yeah, back when we was kids, Cam used to like bite hoes. But that was like we was little, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
you'd bite a girl.
Yeah, like maybe like, I think I stopped biting people around sixth grade.
Okay, that's nice. A few years you experienced biting.
Yeah.
What happened? Why did you finally stop biting?
Cause I was like, you can't get a girl like this.
Oh, it was unsuccessful.
Yeah, you can't get a girl biting on. They don't like that.
I'll give myself credit. Even though I was a little, a blinking little uncomfortable person, I always kind of knew that biting them is not going to be
the answer.
Yeah,
it's not going to help.
No, not at
all. It's not going to help. I had to learn the hard way.
Yeah, but then again, blinking a lot didn't help either. So I got as far as you did, and I didn't bite anybody. So at least you get the satisfaction of knowing that they're still thinking of you as they look like
really.
Fucking scars. Where would you bite them?
Arm, shit like that.
Bite the arm?
Yeah.
So it would be a girl that you knew, or was that how you would introduce yourself?
Man, it was a girl I knew. I was also like a big cusser. I cussed a lot. So if anything went wrong, I was cussing immediately.
So if they didn't like you, and by what do you mean went wrong? Would that be somebody who was like, I'm just not interested, or she didn't talk to you? What would you consider going wrong?
Yeah, we're talking to someone and she say something crazy, and I did go to cussing first quarter. I mean, one time, it's a girl I still hate to this day with my whole heart. We was in 10th grade, and my homeboy was like, hey, man, can you tap her on the shoulder real quick? I want to talk to her. So I tapped her on the shoulder, and she turned around, and she was like, who the fuck told you to touch me? And I just cussed her, slapped the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? And I still hate this bitch to this day.
Sure, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I hate her to this day.
I mean, most women would be happy to be tapped.
Yeah, it was like a little one of them.
Yeah.
It's one of these right here. Yeah, I hate that bitch to this day.
Okay. Yeah. How old were you when this happened?
Shit, I was probably 16.
Wow, you hold a grudge.
Old
I like that.
To the end of time, it's old.
How old are you now?
25.
Okay, so 9 years.
Yeah.
Do you still see her?
Nah, but she see me. And if you ever see this bitch, I know you know what the fuck I'm talking about. I hate you, ho. I fucking hate you.
Ho, whoever you are, Cam is still not pleased with your response.
You dumb slut.
That's right, dumb slut. Spry young man.
Spry young man.
Just wanted to tap you on the shoulder.
I fucking hate that bitch.
Isn't it funny, the things that will stick with us? Like, I remember when I was a kid, I had a crush on this girl, and I was dirty. I wouldn't shower. I was a fucking gross kid. And the two girls were sitting behind me, and I had a crush on one of them, and I got the tap on the shoulder, and it was this girl, the real pretty girl, and she goes, why don't you wash your hair? And I was like, I didn't have any good comebacks. I was like, it is washed, which was a really fucking weak comeback. And it wasn't washed. It was caked with dandruff and filthy. And she said it in front of the girl I had a crush on. I don't hate her anymore.
Yeah. When did you stop hating her?
I don't know. But now that I'm talking to you about it, I feel it.
Yeah, right?
It's coming back.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to stop hating. I try my hardest to stop hating that girl. And every time I explain that story to somebody, I go, no. Had a right to hate that bitch.
Yeah, you were right. She sucks.
Yeah, she's a bad person.
Do you think she'll ever see you again, or you'll ever see her?
Yeah, 100%. One day.
You'll see her?
Mm-hmm.
What if she's nice to you this time?
That's all I want.
One moment of acknowledgement.
I just want an apology, really.
What if she's like, God, what if she doesn't remember that? Do you think she remembers it?
That's fine. I'll remind her.
Oh, you're
I'm gonna let her know. I'm gonna let her know first quote. No. Don't come up be all happy and shit, bitch. You know what the fuck you did to me, ho. And then we can fix it after we talk about this first thing. We can fix it after that. But ain't no fucking way in hell you gonna come and be like, we feared this shit. Nah, fuck you.
You have to fix. There's a hole in the wall, and before anything can happen, that has to be spackled and painted, and then
we can live on going
talk
with
about
life.
The rest of the place. Okay, so you definitely hold a grudge. Are you a good apologizer? Will you say you're sorry?
100%.
You are. Okay. If you wrong somebody, do you need to usually be told, or do you kind of? Are you a guy? Did you ever see the movie Purple Rain?
No.
Okay, there's a scene in there I was going to reference. I'm an old man. I don't reference any films that are younger than 40 years old. But are you a guy who will realize it yourself, or does something have to happen?
No, I realize, for the most part, I realize it myself.
Okay.
Immediately when I'm like, oh, that shit wasn't right. There's I might be tweaking.
There's a moment in that, and we can't play it, but there's a moment where Prince's father in this shoots himself in the head.
Oh, shit.
And then afterwards, Morris Day walks by and says, he's with a group, they're both in bands, and Morris Day does a joke. He's like, hey, how's the family? And everybody laughs at him, and then he walks away, and then he stops on the wall, and he has this moment of regret. And I'm like, yeah, I've had that a lot. Like, when you say something, it gets a big laugh or a big reaction, and then you're like, what the, why would I say that?
Man, I did some shit the other day at a show where I was like, I was beat up by it for like for the rest of the night for sure.
What happened?
It was a guy. He was heckling this girl before me, and she was obviously like kind of new. And this nigga was like a professional heckler. Good at it. He broke this bitch down to her core. Like, he was like, she said something. And he was like, that's why your mom's a whore. And then she was like, and so I told my dog, I said, if he talking to me, I'm just gonna cuss him out. It was like six people there, and the show was over. And so I get up, and I was kind of getting him back a little bit. And then he was on his phone, and I was like, you on your phone? And he was like, if you were funny, I wouldn't be on my phone. I said, what? So immediately I just said, hey, fuck, nigga, I'm gonna tell you something. Either you gonna shut the fuck up, or I'm gonna beat the shit out you. And I can't fight, I was lying. But
you're a good actor.
Yeah, but it sounded great to say. And then I said it, and I looked at him dead in his face, and then he said, well, I'm not gonna shut the fuck up. So then I dropped the microphone, and I kind of walked up to him, and then he didn't move. So then I was terrified, so I backed back up to the stage, and I picked the microphone back up, and then I said, damn, he was gonna beat the shit out of me. And I got like a pop, and I kind of got him back a little bit. And then he went, I'm talking again, and then he was like, it was funny when you were fucking with me. And I said, hey, bro, kill yourself. And then when I immediately, I was like, okay, that's a little harsh. But then he went, how should I do it? I said, oh, that's crazy. And I said, well, hang yourself. He said, that's boring. I said, I don't know what's going on here, man. And then after that, I felt really bad about the whole
fuck
situation.
No, you shouldn't. You were 100% right.
That guy was crazy.
I hope he took your advice.
I hope so.
Fuck him on his phone and his show. But what is worse than when someone calls your angry bluff?
Oh, my God.
Like when you're like, what, do you want to do this? And they're like, sure.
That's terrifying. It's the scariest thing ever.
Yeah, that's very... They say, like, whenever there's a fight, whenever two guys are going to fight, there's usually what both guys really want is a way to walk away with dignity.
Yes.
Like when we're like, all right, we would fight, but we can't.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to punk out. But they said then there's that one guy who actually isn't looking for the way out. Yeah. Like, that's the guy you got to watch out for. The guy who's like, no, I'm not looking for the exit.
I want
to fight.
The exit is through you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get through you somehow, brother.
I want this to happen.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
It's the worst.
Yeah, I met that guy. I was like, I don't want to do this shit. I never wanted to fight you. Not even the slightest, man.
But after the show, was there any problem?
No, after the show, he was damn near blackout drunk. They kicked him out. I just felt bad for the, it was like at a small bar. Felt bad for the bartender and shit like that.
Yeah, but why didn't the club throw him out for that?
It was a small bar show. It wasn't even like no real.
It was nothing.
No club. Yeah, it was.
It was just a shit show.
They didn't know what the fuck was going on.
All right, who's on the phone for Cam Patterson and myself?
So the girl I'm dating now, she hasn't made a big deal out of it, but then it made me kind of wonder, do other people think about this?
Sure.
She wants me to get a new bed because the bed I have now, I was in a past relationship and it's basically just the same bed because how I see it is it's just a bed. You know what I mean?
I've heard that before where a woman wants a guy to get a new bed that isn't tainted. When I got my woman who I married, when she first moved in, I got new mattresses, mm-hmm. but I had my bed for 20 years. They were a radio sponsor on Opie and Anthony in 2002. And I got a mattress for like $1,000 and I kept it for 20 years. And the amount of fucking loads, piss.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was literally, if you found a mattress outside, it was probably less disgusting than what I was sleeping on. So I did that voluntarily. Mm-hmm. Would that bother you if you lived with a woman? I mean, I'm asking Cam, if you lived with a woman, her mattress, would you think about that at all?
Nah, I wouldn't care. It depends how long she had the mattress. If it's like a 20-year-old mattress, that's crazy.
It was a lot of blood.
Yeah, a lot of, but like.
Yeah,
nah,
the 20-year-old mattress is a little.
3-4 years, I wouldn't care too much.
Are you jealous? Are you a jealous guy? Like, do you get possessive of a woman or care about her past?
No, I don't care.
You don't care?
Not about her past, no.
You don't ask, what were the guys like that she dated?
I'm a hoe. So, I was a hoe. I was one.
Not
so
anymore.
Like, not no more.
Now you're a spry but
I'm
kept
a spry
young man.
But kept. There you go. See what I'm saying? So, I ain't even, yeah, that don't bother me.
Yeah, the mattress, how old is your mattress, sir?
It's about like 7 years old.
Every 10 years, you should probably get a new one. Do you like this woman enough to go, all right, you know what? Clean start.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't mind about the mattress thing. I don't, like, if she's going to say it, I'm not worried about getting a new one. My question more was, like, I didn't know people thought about that. Like, to me, it was just, like, a thing I slept on. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I didn't put attached memories to it. Because my idea was that if that was her dilemma, then it's, like, then shouldn't necessarily, like, most things I own be like that? Because the last relationship I was in was for quite a while. So it's like, for instance, my car. It's like, does that mean I need a new car? Because the car was from the past relationship. You know what I mean? My question is more, does it end, is there a spot where it ends, or does it, like, do I just keep complying with whatever she thinks is, like, the right move? You know what I mean? And then it's not like it's a new beginning. We've been dating for about a year and a half now.
I would say this. It's a rabbit. Don't let her go down the rabbit hole. The bed is understandable. I was going to say the toilet. Like, if you ate your ex's ass, does she want you to get a new toilet?
Or a new mouth. You can't change your dick. You know what I'm saying? My dick can't change.
Exactly.
Same dick. Yeah, that's crazy.
She wants to get dental work. Could you get veneers?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a good point. Yeah, your dick and your mouth are the same.
Can't change that. So you know what? Keep the fucking mattress. She tripping, right, man. It's bullshit.
So then my question too was, like, do I ask her about her mattress, or do I just, like, let, like, sleeping dogs lie? You know what I mean?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think if you change your mattress, you got to change her mattress.
Yeah.
For sure.
Even if you don't care.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
Or maybe you just trade mattresses and you both really suffer.
I don't care, and I don't know if, like, is it worth the conversation to, like, you know, if in case things get agitated. You know what I mean?
Only, I say the mattress is the only thing she could request, because that's the only place you fuck. You're saying the car, the bathroom, the shower, but this sex is intimate. It's where you sleep. It's where you spend private, loving time. I would say if she mentions the couch or anything, tell her to eat shit. But I would, the bed is the one that you can consider, but don't, that's got to be an exclamation point after that. There's no more possibilities.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to change it anyway. I was just more curious on other couples.
Sure, they do occasionally.
Like, Cam, I just heard you were just in a new relationship. Did you have to get a new mattress, or was that even a topic?
That never came up, and I hope she doesn't see this to be like, you know, you do have to change that mattress, because I'm not changing shit. I like my mattress. It's a good mattress.
I'm thinking the move is to downsize instead.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think Cam brought it really home when he said your dick and your mouth are the same. I mean, that really is, that's the point.
Yeah.
You can't change that.
Right. Those are the things you can't change, you know what I mean?
All right, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Good luck. Let me know how it works out with this
psycho.
Good luck,
man.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Hope it works out delightfully for you. If we have another person waiting on hold, yes, you're on with us.
So I just had a baby 5 months ago, and this is the first night that we are trying to have sex again, and it's been my fault, so I want to do something extra special. So what are your thoughts?
When he walks into the bedroom, you should be sitting on a chair and two of your friends should be in bed. Let him fuck a couple of your friends. That'll really show.
I think that's great. A great idea. That's a great idea. That's phenomenal. Yes. You should let him fuck your friend.
And not the fat one either. Don't bring the fat one home.
Your mama look good? How your mama look? Maybe let him fuck your mom. That'd be dope.
What do I do? I've been holding back for so long, so now it has to be extra, extra, other than my friends.
Or your mom. All right, I think Cam and I have both given you what I would say are literally A-level suggestions. But if you want to be a stick in the mud, then maybe do you look good? Have you, like, lost the baby weight?
More than, yes.
How about some lingerie then? What does he want you to do? Does he want anal? Does he want you to eat his ass? Like, what does he want you to do that you haven't done?
He's very vanilla, but I won't do anything. Wouldn't do anything until now.
Mm. In the words of my Uncle David Jolly, suck that nigga dick from the back. He'll probably enjoy that.
Oh, I wish we could call the episode that. I mean, that is a great name for the episode. Your uncle said that?
Yeah, he said it all the time. That's like his catchphrase.
It is, honestly, it's a great show of dedication from a woman to put her nose in your asshole and blow you. But it's a little uncomfortable because your dick bends.
Yes. I don't like that. I don't like it per se, but that's love, though.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing is that if she was sucking my dick from the back, she couldn't be totally behind me. She'd have to get her head way under my legs to get the dick, because, you know, we all have limitations. So she'd basically still be in the front with my dick just bent and in pain. Yeah, that's a good idea, though. Suck his dick from the back or eat his ass. Do something that you think he might like. I mean, or if he just is a vanilla guy, maybe you just fuck him vanilla. Maybe he just wants regular sex.
I want to have regular sex with him, but I want to make an extra, let's go kind of thing.
Suck his dick with ice cube.
Oh, that's an old one. That's a very, very old school suggestion. You put an ice cube in your mouth. Yeah. And I've never had that done. Or if I did, I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember.
I like it.
You do like
mm-hmm.
it.
It was the last time I got down to me, it was pretty cool. Pretty dope.
I don't know if I can stay hard with an Ice Cube. I don't like any, I'm a pervert, but I don't like bells and whistles as far as toys or any type of a food product. Did you ever have a girl want to do food stuff with you? Like
nah,
syrup?
Not really food stuff.
Nah, it's not for me either. Patrice used to tell a very funny story about a girl trying to be sexy, and she took duck sauce and poured it on his dick, and he just said it was so unsexy to watch this girl lick duck sauce off his dick.
Duck sauce is crazy.
It's just an unsexy fucking
food.
That's
what I'm worried about, doing something too much that he ends up thinking I'm a nut job or so not into it anymore.
Well, then, yeah, you're lucky. He's vanilla. Anything you do, like, what is something that, like, you have oral sex, obviously, you have regular. Do you normally talk dirty to him?
Yes.
Okay, so you've
gotten a lot of text messages in the meantime.
Oh, I like that.
I haven't been able to do action.
How about, do you have any dirty clothes, like any leather, anything that you think he might think is sexy that won't make you feel stupid?
I mean, like, I have lingerie and shit and stuff.
Okay. Well, I don't know your husband, so I don't know what he, I think,
I know. I feel like I'm bringing this down. I'm sorry. I love you, Jim.
You're not bringing it down. We're just having it's me and Cam on a couch, and he just told you to fucking suck his dick from the back. We're not going to do any better than that.
Yes. I think the first thing you said probably, you got two friends that look good?
Yeah. Here's our idea. Suck his dick from the back. Let him fuck your mom, which is another Cam home run. And I say let him fuck your friends because I'm the most mild of us two. But I'm the more religious of the two. So I say keep it to your friends. Don't let him fuck your mother. All right. Well, good luck. Just do something. Your instincts will tell you what to do. Have fun.
We believe in you.
Yeah, we believe in you. Put a finger in his ass.
Don't do that.
Oh, you don't like that?
Mm-mm.
That would win me over. So that's where we part company.
Over it. My husband, too.
He doesn't like it, or he does?
I win him over. Thank you, Jim. All right, God bless.
Oh, he does. Good for you.
That's a crazy way to leave.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah. Thank God bless.
Now you like a finger in his ass. Goodbye.
Trim your nail first, though. I was doing jiu-jitsu, and I had my nail too long. I scratched my training partner's face, and I felt very bad. So just thinking in the asshole, you're going to want those nails.
Ooh.
Nice and trimmed down. All right, you're on the phone with Cam and Jim. You don't like your ass eaten?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Nah, stay away from that.
Oh, totally, huh? Mm-mm. Now, are you self-conscious, or is it like a gay thing? Like, you don't want anything touching your ass?
Nah, I'm cool. I'm cool off the ass, please.
Just doesn't do anything for you? All right, I've heard that before. For me, I mean, I'm a fan if they want to do it. If not, don't. I don't care. Now, is that something your girls ever tried to do to you, or no?
I had a girl before try that, and I was like, hey, what's going on here?
Oh, you stopped her?
I stopped her immediately.
How did she try it? Like, were you on your stomach, or were you on your back, and she just started to mosey around, and you're like,
she was sucking my dick, and she kind of, like, I was on my back, and she was sucking my dick, and she tried to find a way. I was like, hey, don't even go down that region.
Was she bummed about it, or she maybe just thought you wanted it? She didn't care?
Mm-mm.
I'd feel guilty, or I'd feel stupid if I was doing something in bed, and someone was like, whoa, cut that out. I mean, I'd rather hear that. Then do it and have them hate it.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to get out of New York more too.
Do you act?
No, sir. No, I'm starting to.
It's hard.
I'm starting to.
Do you like it?
I'm indifferent.
You are.
I just love stand up. You feel me? But it's cool though.
But being like in kind of an ADD guy whose mind is always going all over, are you able to sit down with a script and kind of just like, how do you calm yourself when you need to calm yourself?
That's tough. I pace a lot.
You do?
Yeah, that's probably the most common thing for me is pace. I can get a lot of work done just walking in the circle.
What do you like? Like when I shower, I'll stand there. I take long showers and I literally just, it calms me and I think through everything. I actually go through arguments in my head. I have debates in my head. Yeah. Everything in the shower, because you can't do anything but stand still.
Yeah.
So you have to stop moving. That kind of helps me a little bit.
I do that too. I do. I run a lot of sets in the shower.
You do?
Yeah, I run a lot of sets in the shower.
Do you? I heard Rodney Dangerfield would walk in the pool and do his whole set. I mean, he was 80. He would do his whole set word for word, walking in the pool just to kind of get it down and make sure he still remembered it. I can't do that. I get very bored. I imagine you get bored because every time I see you, it's different.
Yeah, it's very. A lot of my sets. The 45 I'm doing on the road is the same, but it's. I try to change a lot. I try to, cause I get really bored of the same old thing, saying it over and over again.
You have a legit 45 that you do, and when you're in Kill Tony, you're burning a minute, so or 2 minutes, so it's fun.
Yeah.
How do you like headlining? Like to jump up from just starting 4 years, because 4 years in, I was not closing at all. I couldn't do the time. I could only do 15, 20 minutes. I guess you had to riff a lot to get through the first 45.
Yeah, I mean the first leg of the tour was brutal.
Really?
Just trying to figure it out. Cause I mean, I went from headlining, I think probably 3-4 months before that, I couldn't even do 20 minutes. I was just getting to 20. So you know what I'm saying? Going to that and then getting to 30 and then going up to 45. But that was, it was dope, but the growing pains were obviously there.
You were thrown into the fire quickly.
Yeah.
But you're smart just to go out and just start doing it. Were there bad shows, or was it like you just didn't feel good about it, or were there?
I'm a perfectionist. I love the craft a lot, and I don't want to give nobody no bad shows. So I just beat myself up a lot about it. But that made me grow, and it helped me like figure out, I guess, how to get there a little faster. You know what I'm saying?
Who was your idol growing up?
Growing up, it was I watched a lot of Kevin.
Oh, Kevin Hart?
Yeah, I watched a lot of Kevin.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. He's a really charismatic, naturally funny guy, and he's hard to make fun of because he's very comfortable making fun of himself, like, and he kind of comes from that, like, I'm gonna hit myself a little bit and then yeah, it's crazy sometimes that I've seen him get hate from people, and I'm like, he's been at it for over 20 years. Like, he's really has been working hard for a long time.
His ass off.
Yeah. He's a good comic. I think it's funny when people get really, they give him shit like he just walked in and got stuff, and that's not how it happened.
I think that's just how the game go to. At some point, people going to feel how they feel about you. When, I mean, so I forget what rapper said it, but like a lot of people love you. Somebody got to hate you. You know what I'm saying? That's just the ratio that's going to come up.
I guess so. Have you had bad experiences or besides like that guy? Like, I've had a few over the years, but never a physical confrontation.
No,
the heck, never
a lot of online and shit. A lot of online, but most people only get to see a minute of me. And then I like a lot, we do the Killers of Kill Tony, we go on the road and we do like 20 minutes. In these theaters and stuff, and people will come out, and most of the feedback is like, "Oh, like this is way different from the minute."
You know, yeah, getting to see you actually watch your brain unravel a subject, and then go to the next one and connect them and call something back.
Because it's so much different. So I feel the hate, but it's also like, man, you really can only see so much from 1 minute.
That's a great show, though. And again, I've had a few of the guys in. And you guys kind of swap lineups. Who runs that? Who's like, is there a tour manager you go out with? Who's actually running that tour?
Oh, it's Tony. It's under Tony.
Oh, it is.
But we are. But it's really just me, R. Maddie, David Lucas, Jalen, and then Martin Phillips, and I think Case on some of the days too.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And you all go out. I love doing 20 minutes. Is there anything better than a 20-minute fucking theater set? It's beautiful. It's a beautiful feeling.
It's beautiful. It's like, oh, this is great.
So what is your goal? Like, what do you want to do from here? Because you're killing it in Austin. You're headlining. You're in theaters. You have a half a million Instagram followers. Like, people really like you. What do you want to do next?
I just want to grow. I mean, everything happens so fast. You know what I'm saying? I just really want to be, I mean, the best comic I can be. So just staying on stage and just not stopping. Because, like, a rapper I like a lot named Rod Wave, he said, a lot of niggas get in this position and lose the vision. So I'm focused more than ever, and I've been grinding like we ain't winning. That's like one of my favorite.
Get in the position,
ever.
Lose the vision.
Yeah.
More like that you get to a certain place and you forget, I have to keep going with
100%.
This. 100%. I think Louis said it about, he was talking about, like, because, you know, he was the biggest comic in the country, and he like said something about the top of the mountain is a place you visit, it's not a place you live. Like, you know what I mean? You don't stay up there forever. So you get to a little peak, and then you just have to keep moving. You're not going to be there forever.
100%.
And I have these thing I do where I do, tell me that, you might, where every comic, ChatGPT, I become a little obsessed with. So I get it to write a couple of roast jokes about every one of my guests. And I have to be honest, they're not particularly good.
Bit.
They're not particularly good job. So I'm just warning you, these are not going to be, sorry, I'm talking off mic. These are not going to be great. Hold on 1 second, Cam. He texts. I'll do a couple. I have not looked at these. He just looked them up. Cam's comedy. No, see, it's another hairline joke. ChatGPT is a hack. It keeps writing hairline jokes, and you have great hair. You have a fucking shitload of hair.
Yeah, a lot of hair.
You have a very full head of hair. But this is what this hack ChatGPT wrote. Cam's comedy career is like a hairline, his hairline, banging, hanging in there, but we all know where it's headed. It just stinks. It fucking stinks. Cam looks like he gives life advice outside of a liquor store, and somehow it's actually good.
I like that one. I talked to a crackhead outside a liquor store before. I think I gave him good life advice.
What'd you tell him?
Stop doing crack.
You know what? I was expecting something more complicated, and that really is the best thing you could have told him.
Yeah, man, you know, you don't have to do crack no more. You know what you're right, nigga.
So you saved him. Your advice.
I saved him. He probably still doing crack. They don't listen.
No, they don't.
They
listen.
Don't listen at all.
Well, they listen for a minute. Like he meant it in that moment when he said, "Hey, you're right. I'm like, I'm going to stop." He probably has thought of that a lot, but then like 5 minutes later,
he was like, I'm gonna buy some crackers with him.
He forgot. I know you have brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I got four siblings. I got an older brother. I got an older brother, an older sister, and two younger sisters.
Do you have a gay sister? Or no?
Do you I do. She like bye.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You were talking about one time. It was in Vegas. We did the Vegas show, and it was very funny. And I was like, I never know with comics what's true and what's not true.
Yeah, she. Yeah, the joke was. I still do it, but the joke was just like she. My dad. She told my dad she was gay. My dad flipped out, and it was just she.
Yeah. Was your dad okay with it?
More or less.
He's getting there.
Yeah, he's old, man.
Older guy, yeah.
He's old. And it's funny, he loves watching comedy. He loves watching comics and shit. But if any comic says anything gay, he'll just as soon as the set answer go, hey, that was very funny. But you're gay, nigga. That's his favorite. Just want you to know, very funny. I liked it a lot. But you're gay.
He's got an old school mentality. What does your dad do? I like your dad. You know, everyone knows him. He's always there. What does he do?
He's like a contractor. Like he helped build builders and shit.
Oh, okay. He's a builder. Is he living here?
No, he live in Florida.
Oh, he flies in and out once in a while? And does he stay with you?
He goes stays with me, yes, sir.
Wow, that's amazing to me, guys who have really healthy relationships with family.
I mean, it's the he like my both my parents like my best friends, man. So really? it's super dope that they like, I mean, they really love that I'm just doing something that I love.
Creative, yeah, you have a good brain, and your brain works really fast, and this is what you should be doing.
Yeah.
What do your brothers and sisters do? We'll get to you. Caller who's holding on, just give us a second.
So my sister Kaya, she was one of the first my siblings to finish school, and she actually she helped sell my merch now. She like the head of my merch. Shit like
you could trust family with the money.
100%. And then my little sister's in school, and then my older sister, I don't know what she's doing right now. Something probably positive. And then my older brother is he a mailman.
Nice stable job, good benefits. He probably every time you talk to him, he probably says, "I got great benefits, good medical."
Yeah.
Is he a mail carrier or does he work in the post office?
No, he's a mail carrier. He go out and deliver the mail.
I think they have more personality. The guys who get stuck behind there's a guy in the post office my wife and I go to and fucking, I literally hope this guy gets fucking murdered in his sleep. He's the biggest lump of shit, and he always wears a mask, even though COVID's been over for 2 years, and his shoulders and his head connect, and he's just a miserable fuck.
I mean, yeah, but you got, that nigga probably been there for 47,000 years.
Yeah, he has been there a long time.
Yeah, he probably just tired of this shit, man, so it's hard. When I see somebody at a job that they hate, it's just like, I'm not going to be mad at them.
You handle it well. You're a very mature thinker. I see, I'm a baby. I get very angry.
Me too. No, I get angry. I get angry very fast. But it's just like, I'm living my dream. So it's like, I can't be mad at a nigga working at it. You know what I'm saying? Working at it. What's your name?
But it is funny though. I just said you're a mature thinker. And 10 minutes ago, you're like, I still hate you, hoe.
Oh, no.
To a girl you fucking poked in the back 10 years ago.
And I still stand on that.
Oh, I know you do. And I knew you meant it when you said it. I didn't think you were joking. Qualley, you're on with Cam and myself. There's not two worse people to get advice from. So whatever we say, don't fucking do it. Life's going to be ruined. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Welcome.
I'm from New York.
Thank you, Jeff, for calling.
Yeah, I simply, I'm not going to do what you say because the last time I called in, you told me I should ask me if I owned a ladder.
Oh, I did ask that. Yes, I believe I was implying that a rope and a ladder. And that was, I believe I told him.
You were implying that I should hang myself, and believe me, I 100% agreed.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm glad we are on the same page. At least I'm not stupid.
I'm glad you're still here.
Yeah, yeah.
My question is for Cam.
Okay.
Yo.
Because he's a younger person.
Thanks.
What's up?
Since I've been single, I started to go out again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like the local bars and stuff where, you know, where there's females.
Mm-hmm.
I got kicked out of two bars over a 2-week period of time.
What happened? You started ordering your drink at 11, and then it was 2 a.m. and you were still ordering the drink? Bit of a slow talker, sir. Get to
no,
it.
I wish.
Snap to it.
That's what it was.
Oh, what was it? Why'd you get kicked out?
I made jokes.
All right, you know what? Tell us one that you made.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear one. We like to laugh.
Okay. There was
oh, hell no. That nigga laugh is terrifying.
Yeah, it's awful, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, it's going to be awful. But, I was hanging out with these younger guys, younger crowd, and they all had, like, nice beards. And I had tried to grow a beard and just shaved it. So I made a comment that I'm jealous that they have such nice manicured beards, because when I grow in it, I look like a date rapist.
Oh, you did a date rapist joke in the bar.
Yeah, well, that's not going to go well.
That's not going to fly.
Bar, and then I got surrounded by, like, five guys, like, 2 hours later.
Why?
Because like, he said, oh, I don't know, some hillbilly guy, but he said his,
all right,
God made every girl in the bar nervous.
Yeah, so I understand that. I'm literally 2,500 miles away from you, and I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Terrified.
What I would say is this. Just get back into the game slowly. Don't do any date rape jokes. Just get in there nice and slow. And you know, a little economy of words. Word economy. Get to it a little faster.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Cam, you've obviously been picking up women a lot more recently than I have. So what would you suggest to somebody getting back into the game who's obviously a bit of a psychopath and learning to reconnect with women after years?
I think for you, man, you one of them guys, you got to buy pussy. You're not, you don't seem like somebody that can just talk to them. You need them to be ready for you off the dribble. Just buy pussy. That's my advice. Get us an app called List Crawler. My homeboy uses it a lot. You'll love that. Do that. Buy pussy.
List Crawler is great. It's got a bunch of different options. You can have this one. You can have that one. There's much better ones than that. But yeah, List Crawler. That's funny. Yeah, the terms of use. You can change your city. That's in Babylon, Long Island. I don't know why. But yeah, I've looked on List Crawler. I think, did I ask you before? You've never paid for sex.
Never paid for sex. My homeboy, I got a homeboy that do a lot, dude. That nigga love it.
Is he a good-looking guy who could get girls, and he just likes the idea of it, or is he awful?
No, I wouldn't even say that. It's just, he talked to women real good. He just liked buying pussy.
He likes buying
pussy. He likes just being there. That's fine for him.
Yeah, maybe he's...
I like the hunt, though.
You like the hunt?
I liked the hunt before I had a girlfriend.
Of course, yes. And during the relationship, you would never do that. None of us ever get blown in the dressing room.
Never.
Never.
I got a girlfriend
you.
I love.
Cut it out. Get out of here.
What are you doing on my dick, ma'am? Please stop.
Yeah, I don't want your wet mouth slopping up my penis.
Boom.
Saving it for my best gal. But yeah, I know. Sometimes even if you're good at talking, sometimes you just want to know that the person definitely wants to have sex. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he doesn't want to go through the whole rigmarole. Sometimes you go through a whole night of it and you think, and then she's like, no, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck did I just do? Yeah, he explains it very well to me. He's like, listen, you could go on a date, she don't want to fuck, it ruined your whole night. And this bitch, I give her money and she fuck. I'm like, well, I mean, I guess.
I'll tell you what the high of it is. When I was getting paying for sex, the moment that's really great is this. It's that knock. It's that fucking knock at the door. And then you look through the peephole and you see her, and it's, oh, the beginning. Or when I would go to someone's house knocking on their door, hoping that was the girl in the picture. I've only had one that really wasn't, and I had to send her back.
Send her back to the factory?
Get out of here. But she was very sweet. I gave her like $50 for the cab.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad at her, but there was like this blonde porn star I had ordered, and she was a fat Hawaiian. I mean, it was just awful. She looked nothing like the girl. Different, the other girl was like a fucking California blonde. She was Hawaiian.
Yeah.
She was fat. She had fucking brown hair. It was just nothing.
It's like, I can't work with this.
I just said, look, I even showed her. I'm like, this is the person I was responding to. And she goes, oh, they do that sometimes. So she knew. It was nothing personal. I didn't tell her she was fat. She knew it.
She knew
it,
yeah.
She knew what she got.
When she walked up there, she knew she was fat as hell.
She knew she was fat. And she probably would have been shocked if I actually gave her the money.
Do you have to make small talk with these women? Like, is there a small talk etiquette?
Yeah, I mean, I would always talk to them. I mean, I didn't mind. Like, you know, hey, how are you? What's good? You know, just a nice conversation makes them relaxed. It makes me relaxed. Just to let them know I'm not, because they're going into some strange guy's house.
Yeah.
You know, and again, the way I blink, I don't blame them if they're initially visually disappointed. You know, and they walk in and they see me, they're fucking, you know, in a pair of spandex shorts, like, bleck. To fuck this silch. But but you know what I mean? A lot of times you turn out you're a nice guy and you're you know, it's okay. But I like talking to them. I used to love when I would pick up hookers and drop them off. Like, one of my favorite parts of the whole experience was talking to them as I dropped them off. Like, I would always love talking to them. And I just realized I was lonely.
My uncle one time, he wouldn't even crack. He would just talk to him. One time he put in my house. He stopped drinking, but this is when he used to drink. He put in my house. He was like, yeah, this is... Shit, prostitute nigga, this my friend, really. This my dog and shit. We ain't even fucking for real. And he, I think he fucked it the next day. He was like, I ain't had to pay for it because I'm such a good guy.
Oh, he kind of wanted to win her over. That was his rush. Can I get this sex worker to like me? Yeah, and it worked. But he said he didn't pay for it. Do you believe him?
I believe him.
Is that the sucker, suck his dick from the back guy? He's got probably quite a good game.
Oh, no, my uncle be on some shit now.
Now, he's an Orlando guy.
Now, he's a comic. He live out here, too.
He's a comic, you said?
Yeah.
You have an uncle who's a comic?
Yeah, he kind of taught me how to do stand-up for real, but I call him uncle.
Oh, okay. He's like, he's almost like family, but...
basically.
But not exactly family. Oh, we have a caller. We're wrapping up soon, so we should get to this guy. Hello. What's your name?
Yeah, it's Russ, Dead 10 guy from before. I had a question for Cam.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going? How much of your stuff that you do on Kill Tony do you like turning... to bits, like when you're on the road and whatnot, or is it all just riffing right there about like whatever you did in the last week?
Most of the jokes I do on Kill Tony, I try to keep, and I try to expand on. But if I do it when it comes out on Kill Tony, I kind of wait like a month or two, and then I try to bring it back in a different way. So by the time people hear it again or something like that, it's totally different from what I did on Kill Tony.
Okay, that was great.
I wish I had something.
No, I know.
Oh, yeah.
But he gave you a great answer. I've never heard a person not respond to an answer.
Like, he was like, oh.
I didn't know what
that was. That's like if you what happened. If you tour in the mall and Cam had a watch on and you said, what time is it? And Cam went, 11 o'clock. You just went and stared at him. That was cool. Hey, how do I get to 4th Street? Two rights and then a left. Okay. And then you just look at him. You're a ghoul. All right. I hope that answered your question. That was a very concise answer. And it's smart to wait a month because then people forget it. And people don't mind hearing a joke again.
I don't.
As long as it's not the same 35 minutes.
100%. And it's like it's a thing where it is a minute of it. So it's going to be more to that. You know what I'm saying?
Have you filmed anything yet? Have you got any TV, or are you looking to TV again? No one even really needs TV anymore. I mean, what you're doing, you would not be doing if you were just doing the Tonight Show. You're doing better than you would be if you were doing TV.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the movies and stuff like that.
You want to?
Yeah, but really just trying to figure out this hour. So, cause right now it's at 45. I feel like I'm stuck at 45 for a minute.
That's okay.
But it's fine.
And you don't even have to make it an hour. You can keep it at 45 and then go back and fix 15. Like, you know, make the 45 really solid. You'll get there. Is there somebody waiting? No. Oh, okay. That was that guy. Well, I hope that you helped that guy. I mean, I wouldn't know. He gave no.
He was like,
That was really strange. I thought the phone crashed. And then he's like, okay. And then he's just done. That's a psychotic thing. Well, Cam, I think you're great, man. You're really... you're a very funny dude, and I always enjoy watching you. Every time you do, I've never seen you do poorly. I'm sure you have, but
all the time.
I've never. Vegas was a weird crowd. That wasn't a bit. The sound was a little weird.
Man, we do two a days. It'd be like my brain be like, another one. We need another one. So that one got me. Vegas got me. But that joke I did in Vegas, it's been working lately.
Which one?
I did the. I did something where I said some. It was a crazy thing. I tell you, I said Hitler went to heaven, and then but it's been working.
Hitler went to heaven.
Yeah, the sounds crazy when I just say the premise, but the joke has been working, and I don't think that I'm just see the joke, watch the joke live. It's been working.
It is great when you just tell someone the premise and go, look, just bear with me. Hitler went to heaven.
You're like, huh?
Yeah, don't leave yet. I have to finish the
thought. There's more things here. But that's the one in Vegas that I let you on. It went so poorly. Because I just thought about it, I think, that day. And it was kind of doing, like, decent. I was like, well, I guess I could try that. And then I did, and it was like, no, there's nothing here. Nothing here at all. And then I started running, like, when I got back here, I started running on the road and stuff, and now it's like, it's a decent, solid little chunk.
So is there anything better than when you take such an awful statement like Hitler went to heaven and you make it funny? Like, how great does that feel?
Oh, and my dad hated it at first. He was like, man, that shit is terrible. Why would you? Cause he always very honest with me. He's like, I like this and I like that. And then some jokes he'd be like, that shit ain't it. That ain't funny. And usually when he said that, I go, maybe that's not that. And I kind of put it on the back burner or something. Yeah. I was like, no, there's something here that's funny.
Yeah.
And then so I just kept hammering away at it. And it's getting a lot better. But now he goes, I like that. Hitler joke good.
Yeah. He likes what you did with it.
Yeah. Like, you really ironed it out for real. That's dope. I'm proud of that. It's good.
That's funny. I'm proud of my boy. Proud of you, son. Good for you. We come up with a catchphrase here, Cam. We try to. No one has been able to come up with a great catchphrase for this show. I don't have one. I'm not good at it. If there's anything you can think of, I would be delighted to hear it.
A catchphrase for the show?
Sure.
Call again, bitch. What somebody do very bad? What's like a bad call? Why don't you just call again then, bitch?
Call again then, bitch. Then again, what was the other one your uncle said?
Huh?
About the dick?
Second day for the bet?
That's it.
Second day from the bet?
Yeah.
Second day from the bet.
Thank you, Cam.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much for calling my show. The episode's over. It's time to go. Good luck, stupid. Good luck, stupid. I hope everything works out. Good luck, stupid. Good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out. Good luck, stupid. Good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out.